CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Bright Star Cafe with Sue Hines brings you your Friday's lively and entertaining exploration of mind, heart, and spirit. Join our conversations of learning, healing, astrology, and more as we explore the mysteries of success.
We were born before the wind.
You're the star of your life. Brighten your day with Sue and friends at Bright Star Cafe. Brit now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky. Believe.
All right. One of the favorite things I like about your show, Sue, is the theme song. Van Morrison's Into the Mystic. It's so appropriate. I'm Tom Force, and welcome in. Bright Star Cafe is on the air with Sue Hines. And how are you, my darling?
Oh, thanks, Tom. Today is a lovely Friday afternoon, sitting here in California with just the right amount of sunshine to make us say, oh, thank you for being here.
Yeah, no, it's better than Michigan, where there's plenty of sunshine, but it's still 45 degrees.
Yes. Oh, well, I want to welcome all our listeners today to this wonderful Friday afternoon. I love Fridays. There's such a spirit of release at the end of a busy week, and especially a week like this week with the stars lining up to make all kinds of things possible. So we're going to start with our horoscopes, and then I'm going to bring on our guest for this week, who is the amazing Barry Selby, the passion consultant. So we'll hear more about Barry in a moment. But first, here are the horoscopes, starting with Aries. So for Aries, you guys, the stars are lining up to make this coming week a memorable one for you. You may feel unstoppable, and you're carried along by the current that you set in motion. So this is a good time to have a friend check in with you and make sure you are focused and stay on track, because it's going to be exciting. For Taurus, an important relationship is going to be in the spotlight for you this week. Echoes of the past surface, and you will have the full array of experience and emotion rise up to the surface. Your job is to figure out their true value and harness the gifts that they offer. For Geminis, all you have to do is hold on to the most critical element of what you stand for. Let go of the details as others are poised to apply the creativity and inventiveness that can make your vision a reality. Stay clear about the ultimate outcome and let the universe provide the means and the details. For Cancer, what you set in motion is going to show up in a perfect storm of success if you're able to hold your center. Excitement and opportunities show up in your business and career, and it's your task to find the ones that feed you from the inside. For Leos, full of ideas and revelations this week, your feelings of inspiration and potential are likely to be triggered. So stay grounded and pick the opportunities that leverage your strengths. The big picture is important, but action comes when you start to take steps. For Virgos, this is not the time to try and go it alone. When you ask for what you want from others, you will be amazed this week at how they respond. When you effectively convey what is possible for others, the support will show up and your position will be fortified. For Libra, expect lively and powerful connections with others this week. Friendships will strengthen because of what you do. Small actions you take will have far-reaching consequences. So be ready to follow your heart and have some fun in doing it. Libra, expect lively... Oh, I did Libra. Oh, here we go. Scorpio, find new ways to tell others what you are wanting to accomplish this week, and you will energize and find the work is done faster, better, and more creatively than you had ever imagined. Be sure about what you ask for, because you will get it. Sagittarians, open yourself up this week and joy will find its way to you. Wear your heart on its sleeve and others will pick up on it instantly, providing all the fuel you need to be positive and upbeat. You're able to apply experience from your past in unexpected ways this week. Social gatherings will provide the catalysts to make some surprising accomplishments for you. Say yes to even casual meetings with others. Aquarius, a little effort goes a long way this week. Others expect you to be in charge, and you will find that you are easily able to lead and will have wonderful results. Remember that your leadership can be a gift to others. And if you do, your ego will stay in check. And finally, Pisces. Look inward this week and identify your real skills, talents, or abilities, the ones that you have taken for granted. When you recognize them, you will realize their value, not only to yourself, but how you can use them to serve others. So that's all of them. If you missed yours or would like a replay, you can find them at my website, and that is aspectsgalore.com. And while you're there, remember you can always sign up for a free 30-minute strategy session with me. So Friday, date night, weekend, time for socializing. And today's guest is Barry Selby. His title is The Passion Consultant. So Barry's mission in life is helping you to have your most amazing and rewarding romance and relationship. His clients discover how juicy, rewarding, and fulfilling relationships can actually be, with heart, insight, wisdom, and, yes, passion. He facilitates singles and couples to have amazing and rewarding relationships. Barry was born and raised in England, and he moved to the U.S. in 1981. But, of course, that was after he lived in Europe for a few years. So along the way, he has had his fair share of dysfunctional relationships, failed romance, and broken hearts. And he has recognized the key lessons about what fundamentally does and does not work in relationships and romance. And this birthed his true calling and mission. So Barry is not just a smart man with life experience. He has a master's degree in spiritual psychology, and he is also a professional spiritual counselor. So Barry, welcome to our show today. I am so delighted to have you here.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Barry, we've had you on the show before, and I know some listeners will recognize your voice. And one of the things that I find so fun about you is the way that you can use that gorgeous voice of yours to really get people listening and engaged. And I'm sure that that's a big help to you in your work as a passion consultant.
It certainly is. Although right now it sounds a little nasal because I'm just finishing up being through a fairly heavy cold. But the truth is that when I am working with clients, the way I approach them isn't at them, but with them. And my voice, I know, has that soothing energy as well as being strong enough that they'll take guidance, which is what helps them get through their stuff. So, yes, it does work well that way.
Yeah, it's a real it really fits when you say you birthed your true calling and mission in helping others. I mean, you really have the voice to get at the heart of what people are thinking and feeling. So I think that it probably suits you very, very well.
Well, there has been quite a lot of demand. I have a book, which we'll talk about later, but I am being invited by friends to create an audio version because they would love to hear my book spoken by me. So, yes, it's definitely becoming more in demand.
Not surprised.
Yes.
So one of the things with dating, Barry, let's talk to our single listeners first. With dating, one of the things where a voice doesn't come through until a little bit later is when we do online dating. So I know that people have tried many different ways to get to know people, and online dating has got so many ads for so many different services, and you wonder if they're advertising that hard. Is that because it's working or because it's not working? What has been your experience? Does online dating really work?
It's an incomplete answer, because for some people it does, but for most people it doesn't work as well as it could be. The main reason a lot of people choose online dating is because they're not having the luck they want in their local environment, which is something else I can also help with. The challenge for me with online dating is it's a visual experience. You're looking at pictures. There is no voice, as you said. So for most of the online dating services out there, there's a bio that's written by the person who ideally has spoken the truth, and a picture which hopefully is fairly current, which, again, these are not always the case.
Yeah, I've heard.
And the way that I have learnt this has become is that online dating is actually a masculine practice, because people's profiles are basically, in a way, targets. They are a display of who the person is, and the way the male mindset is, it's a sorting system. We men generally look and see who a person is visually, a possible date that way. We size up the competition that way. We size up everything that way. It's generally how we function. So when it comes to the online dating, it's a masculine practice. And when women use it to find dates, rather than being receptive to being found, they're actually entering into a masculine mindset. And that's the challenge of how to stay true to themselves when that happens. You know, the thing with eHarmony, for example, that's all questions first, then the picture, is a step forward. But at the same time, it's still based upon trusting the people who are writing the truth in what they say in their answers.
Yeah. So, Barry, do you have some ways that women can enter a masculine mindset when they go online?
Well, the thing is, it's first of all, become aware of the fact they're doing it. If women go online dating and they start seeking out the guys that look cute, they need to be aware they're doing that. Because the truth is, what they're doing is they're picturing men versus feeling them. When I work with clients and when I talk about this with other people, as I learned from my teachers, men and women see each other, or I should say, are attracted to each other differently. Men are attracted visually, naturally. We are visual creatures. So, because we used to be the hunters, that was our paradigm we come from. So when we find a woman attractive, it's visually so. Not necessarily the shape of their body, but it's how they carry themselves and the way they shine their light. Mm-hmm. That's a subtle nuance that not all women understand. What men also don't always understand they're doing that. The truth is they're looking for what draws them in on a very attractive level, whereas a woman is not looking for a man. Sure, let me clarify. Women have been trained to do the same thing with men, but it's not natural. The natural thing for women is to feel how a man is in his groundedness, in his truth, in his direction, in his consciousness. Is he someone she can trust energetically? She can feel beyond the words if he's trustworthy or not. And that's where the attraction for a woman shows up, is in the feeling level.
Ah, okay. So to the guys out there, to communicate gut honest and from the heart, and for the women out there to remember to focus on the words as well, and take that reaction, not just the cute picture.
Exactly, because the thing is that for men, it's easy to fall in love with the visual context, and thanks because of the media and, you know, Charlie Crew commercials and all these different magazine ads, men and women are portrayed as the visual candy. You know, it's beefcake and cheesecake. It's like, okay, come on, let's get real about this. If you want a truly good relationship, yes, that'd be nice to have both, but there's a deeper level to connect to. For men, it's not just a woman who looks great in a picture, but how she carries herself, how she brings her energy forward, how she shines her light into the world beyond her physical appearance, because physical appearance will change.
Yeah.
And for women, finding a man that she can feel comfortable and safe and solid with, who will be her reliable go-to solid support like a rock. For most women, that's more important than good looks that will change in 2 years.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. That makes a lot of sense intuitively. We're coming up for our first break, Barry, but after that, I'd like to talk a little bit about equality and marriage equality and relationship equality,
yes,
because we've been talking about the differences in gender, and I think it would be interesting to see where that equality comes in. So this is Sue Hines. I'm here with my guest, Barry Selby, who is the Passion Consultant. You're listening to Bright Star Cafe. This is New Sky Radio, powered by CBS. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you doing what you love? Sue Hines at AspectsGalore.com helps you get in touch with what drives and motivates you. It's time to unlock the excitement in your life. It is time to find and feed your passions. Everyone wants to matter and to make a difference somehow. What sets you apart? Get in touch with the unique gifts you bring to the world. You have potential. No more need for willpower when you get crystal clear on what you're looking for. No need to settle. You are worth your dreams. Go for the gold. Break your own glass ceiling and move from discipline to enthusiasm, from duty to delight when you do what you love. If you are ready and inspired to explore and enrich your life, contact Sue at AspectsGalore.com and touch the stars. Transform the storyline of your life with a new perspective. Check out Aspects Galore on Facebook.
Sue Hines. Call Sue Hines and the Bright Star Cafe now.
248-545-7685.
Ah, yes. Welcome in. It's the Bright Star Cafe for Friday afternoon, and we're so lucky to have you listening. And it's a day when Sue Hines' guest is Barry Selby. And by the way, if you'd like to check out Sue's astrology reports, go to aspectsgalore.com, correct?
That's it, Tom. Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm.
So today, Barry and I are talking with you guys about relationships and dating, and we are going to be talking to the married folk out there in a little while as well. And especially in this segment, we're going to be talking about the idea of marriage equality. We talked earlier about online dating and the fact that men and women actually, whatever they think they're doing out there, are approaching it from slightly different angles. Men very visually and women with that deeper sense of what is this person going to be like as a comfortable, stable, solid person who will be around. But now let's look at the differences or what the differences in the way we approach things mean for marriage equality. Barry, is there such a thing as marriage equality?
Well, there's two answers to this question, because right now there's the branding in the world, because what's currently in the news is marriage equality for gay and straight relationships. So that's a different conversation. But for me, marriage equality is understanding that we each have our unique parts in relationship. There's not one better or worse because we don't necessarily look the same. The challenge has been, and it's true in society in general, I was aware of this conversation yesterday with somebody in business talking about this, where women have had this glass ceiling in the world, and for some men, they still see women in their partnerships as less than equal. So for me, marriage equality and relationship equality comes back to the fact that we honor the uniqueness and differences that we are at the same level, so we are not better than, worse than, or anything that's different than.
Uh-huh. And is that something that can actually happen? Is there such a thing as equality in a marriage?
Yes, the challenge has been, and I should go back a little history here, we've come through several layers and paradigms of relationship for the last 50, 60 years. And back in like the 50s and early 60s, the paradigm was kind of the macho housewife, the macho husband and the meek housewife, which is very codependent. But then the next level that happened after that, which is more in the 70s and even 80s, was where we had very equal relationships. It wasn't necessarily authentically equality. It was just we'd have separate bank accounts and we'd negotiate relationship, we'd negotiate sex, we'd negotiate everything because we were independent. That's not what I'm talking about. That's the old paradigm. The new one that we're developing into, and because one of my core values is being authentic, is when men are authentically masculine, when we're authentically feminine, there is an automatic and honest respect for each other's differences.
Okay, so you're seeing a paradigm shift happening where people are acknowledging that masculine versus feminine and honoring it.
Yes, in a way. I mean, this is not like it's never been around. I mean, there are some individuals who've been doing this for years.
Sure.
But the truth is, as a more, accepted and visible expression of relationship in the world, it's showing up more and more, and it's got a long way to go yet, frankly, because the culture we're dealing with, the Western world especially, has an older mindset that's still in place. So it's more popping up in different locations as people see that it's worth investing the time, the energy, the love in having a healthy relationship.
Huh. That's very good news. I think the old paradigm has been uncomfortable for a lot of people for a long time.
Yes.
How do people end up in relationships that don't actually work for them? I know that we all start out with the best possible intention, and we all think, to some degree at least, that we know what we're looking for. So how do we end up so often going wrong?
Bottom line, the way I start to describe it is it's the autopilot. We have years of experience of growing up, and especially when we're young, we look at our parents or the adults around us, their model of relationship, and it's not what they say, but it's how they act, and we unconsciously incorporate that viewpoint as the way we think relationships should be. So even though we have an intention to have a certain type of relationship, that could be well, for example, it could be a relationship where it's like all loving and it's consciousness and it's growing and it's wonderful, but because that paradigm we come from is one that has abuse or abandonment or neglect in it, we will attend unintentionally, or should say unconsciously, attract a partner who will bring forward those behaviors that we have been resonating with. It's like a magnet. The law of attraction, as I know we talk about, is basically working no matter what your choices are. If you're looking at good stuff or bad stuff, you'll get what you're asking for. So the autopilot continues to be the attracting agent that overrides our conscious mind, because the unconscious mind is so powerful because it's emotionally linked. So until there's work done, which is what I do with my clients, to really clear out the baggage of the past, the old baggage, so it's no longer governing our choices, then when we do that, we can move forward intentionally with what we want clearly and receive and attract what we really want.
That makes so much sense. That law of attraction does apply not only in money and in lifestyle and other things, but most certainly in relationships.
Yes.
I wonder if I could beg a little tip from you. Is there, for our listeners here, is there or are there one or two key things that people can do to get to a place where they're able to turn off autopilot and really open up to the vision and the dream? Do you have any recommendations that you could share with us?
Certainly. Well, one of the top ones for me, of course, is to become a client of mine. I'll help you with that. but for a whole new one, this is actually something I know this myself, and then I heard a great way of saying it from Gay Hendricks, who's one of my favorite teachers of this. He and his wife, Katie, have written incredible books about relationships, and they live an amazing relationship. And Gay talks about using the idea of law of attraction, but in another way, is that when we end up with a result we don't want in a relationship, for example, the question we should be asking ourselves isn't like, damn, I didn't want that with something else. It should be simply, okay, if I create my reality, and if indeed I'm attracting this result, what was my intention that was going on underneath everything that created this result? Like, what? Because if you say that I didn't want this, I don't want this, you're disempowering yourself. But if we are fully autonomous, which we are, and we end up with a result we don't want, the question then becomes, what did I do? What did I set as intention that created this result? And by having that question asked, you open up the possibility of finding out what's triggering it, because you'll get an answer back that may be shocking to say, well, because this is going on, or because you believe this. So it's having this willingness to sound crazy at times, but to have an inner dialogue to ask yourself, what is the intention? You know, if the intention was to create that result, sorry, not what the intention was, if my intention was to create that result, because that's the result I got, why do I want that? So it's willing to face the chasm of, but I failed. It's like, but I chose that. Versus, no, I'm going to keep choosing good, because some people, they will just sweep anything negative under the carpet and not face up to what they're creating in their reality. Say, no, I have a whole higher vision. I'm going to hold on to that. It's a faster route to go back and simply ask, what was my intention? Or rather, if my intention was to create this result, why? What is my reasoning for this? So then I can see what my choices are, so I can erase them. And that's one way of doing it. So if it takes work, and I work with clients on this, but it's a way of doing this that I recommend as a key lever to shift the paradigm.
That makes a lot of sense. That there is an underlying theme that you're using somewhere in your thinking that is attracting
yes.
one element, and you have connected that one element with other things. So when you draw in that one element, the others come with it. If you're able to at least separate that and identify what that really is, and in that way you can let go of the other things that are attached to it. Is that what you're saying?
It is that willingness to face it, because a lot of times being aware of it is all that's needed. I'm not saying it isn't the only thing, but a lot of times it's actually to have the willingness which opens the door to healing.
Ah, cool. All right. So we're about time for our next break, but I did want you to tell us about your book. Can you just give us the name of the book and where people can find it, please, Barry?
Yes. The book is 50 Ways to Love Your Lover. It's 50 Relationship Principles or Make or Break a Relationship. They can find it on my website, which is thepassionconsultant.com/book.
Oh, simple. And 50 Ways to Love Your Lover. I think that's such a great title.
Thank you.
All right. So people can find 50 Ways to Love Your Lover at thepassionconsultant.com/book. And this is Sue Hines talking with Barry Selby. And we are going to come back in a little while after this break and talk about some strategies that people can use to be more successful in their relationships. So if you're wanting to be more successful, stand by and listen. This is Sue Hines, and I'm talking with Barry Selby, the Passion Consultant at Bright Star Cafe.
Can one weekend change your ability to attract more clients forever? Many people dream of changing the world, but can't seem to get enough clients in their business to live the lifestyle they deeply desire. This can be extremely discouraging when you feel like you're failing to reach the people who truly need your gifts. If you are ready to attract the clients and the money that you deserve, then it's important to know that attracting clients is a skill that can be learned. The Client Attraction Summit was designed to give you the skills, confidence, and inspiration to attract more clients, make more money, and have a much greater impact in the world. During the Client Attraction Summit, you will discover how to create an inspiring vision that magnetizes your ideal clients. Free yourself from unconscious beliefs that keep you from true success. Discover the 5 elements that allow your ideal clients to talk themselves into working with you. Create an answer to the question, what do you do, so your ideal clients want to work with you and refer their friends. Stop devaluing yourself and confidently share how much you charge. Turn, I can't afford it, into, yes. Discover the 5 leverage strategies to work less, make more, and help more people. Learn how our members are speaking to groups, transforming the planet, and collectively making millions of dollars. Thousands of people from all over the U.S. and Canada have attended the Client Attraction Summit. The feedback about this workshop is consistent, powerful, essential, life-changing, inspiring. 98% of the people who complete this weekend say they would highly recommend this event to a friend. To apply for a full scholarship to the Client Attraction Summit, visit clientattractionsummit.com/brightstar.
What's more?
Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to the Bright Star Cafe with Sue Hines.
Until the best thing.
Call Sue Hines and the Bright Star Cafe now.
248-545-7685.
Welcome into the Bright Star Cafe. It's Friday, and we're happy to have you along with us today. Sue Hines' guest today is Barry Selby. And if you'd like to check out Barry Selby's book, it's 50 Ways to Love Your Lover. And the passionconsultant.com is Barry's website, and I'll throw it back to you, Sue, so the two of you can continue your conversation.
So we were talking in the break about how people can make their relationships more successful. And out there in the world are two different groups of people. First of all, they're the singles who are looking for relationships, and then there are the couples, those who are already in a relationship. So, Barry, I was wondering if you could give us a couple of pointers on how, first of all, singles can attract what they want in a relationship, and for couples, how they might be able to improve their relationships. Are these common? Is the response common, or are they two completely different ways of tackling things?
Well, they're different stages. So for singles versus couples, there's a different level of communication and different level of intimacy. For single people, as I mentioned before the break about how we have autopilot running in our choices.
One weekend change.
That's part of the work, and a big part of the work is to really stop that autopilot driving us into the wrong relationship.
Right.
Now, doing that is part of it. The other part is having a clear picture of what you want. And one of the things people do is they will make choices of relationship based on what happened in the last one and saying, well, I don't want that, and I don't want that, and I don't want that, which basically means they're backing into the relationship. So what I invite my clients to do is help them with a clear picture of what they do want to create. And yes, they can start from the list of negatives by just saying, okay, what didn't work before? Then put the positive reflection of that down on your paper, what you want to create. So what they do is they build a list of all the things they want to attract in the relationship, and you can start from what didn't work as the beginning point, but it's flipped to what they really want, and then create that list and build it out. Obviously, things like vision boards are great to do too, but one of my favorite parts is to assist my clients moving forward into the future of what they want to create and how it feels to be in the relationship, because having a visual reference and having a list made is great. And to have a feeling connection, a resonance with what you want to create becomes even more powerful. It magnifies the power of that attraction more definitely. So those are key parts.
Getting really in touch with the feeling that you want that relationship to carry is really critical.
Yes, it's the feeling level, because the truth is that we can feel that comfortable relationship. The truth is, what does our heart feel like when we're in love? Because one thing is, it changes our paradigm when we start feeling that ourselves. And two, it does become an attracting magnet for what you're trying to create or wanting to create.
Ooh, that sounds good. And so what about if you're already in a relationship and things are plodding along and they're sort of okay, but they're not? It's that luster has worn off of the first blush, and now we're getting down to reality. What can couples do to improve their relationships?
Well, there are many things, and I can offer a couple, but I recommend, first of all, finding great couples retreats and events to go to. But I also am a big fan of just getting creative in your romance. In my book, I do talk about that when relationships get stagnant because your idea of romance is dinner and flowers, it's nice to go beyond that. So I actually have in my book some suggestions about doing web searches and some ideas, and then I actually have a free download from the book that lets people download 140 different ideas I have for finding romance. That's through the website. But the thing I was going to say is that we tend to stagnate and get comfortable. It's just unfortunate that we as humans, we sort of relax, and that's not a good thing to do in a relationship, because there's an opportunity to really go deeper and deeper and explore who each other are. And it's when we forget that, when the energy falls away. So when we remember, especially when we remember that we don't know more than maybe 20% of who our partner is, or even 30%, how much more there is to know about them. And that can turn up the juice and the chemistry back on again.
That sounds like a fun thing to do. Wow. Okay. And there are hundreds then, hundreds of ideas on how to do that. But the most important thing is that you actually get down to doing it, that you recognize and get honest with yourselves and your partner that things are getting too comfortable. And that's a nice way of saying stale. And that we need to liven this up and get back to learning more about each other.
Yes,
so
exactly.
You're saying the key is that the rekindling is from the deeper and deeper understanding of who the other person is.
And the deepening mystery of who the other person is, because the fun part is exploration of going, wow, I didn't know that about this person.
Oh.
The chemistry is from the excitement of not knowing everything and wanting to find out. So to know there's more to learn can be a great amplifier for the juice.
Great. Yeah. I was listening to something the other day. I forget what it was, but they were talking about relationships and how important it is to ask the other person what they feel, how they feel love. What are the actions and words or whatever that make them feel loved? And apparently that can be quite an eye-opener.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things I talk about. It's something I've actually learned. There's a great book out called The Five Love Languages. Gary Chapman wrote it. It's on Amazon. You can find it everywhere. He's based his whole teaching on this. But The Five Love Languages is basically saying that we have five, generally speaking, five different modalities through which we experience love. And if our partner and us do not know what that is, we could be totally missing each other. So, for example, if the man in the relationship feels love by being touched physically, whereas the woman in the relationship likes to be shown gifts of love, so it could be mm-hmm. the way things are done for her. So if they don't realize that's why they're experiencing love, the man, because he likes to be touched, will touch his partner to think he's loving her, because that's what he feels like when he's being loved. Or rather, the way he feels loved. But she doesn't get it because she's feeling inside that he hasn't shown her by the gifts he's shown to her. And the five languages, just so you know what they are, is touch, visually, which is being shown love, being told that you're loved, which is a big one for people in an auditory. There is gifts, which is basically more like, not just like presents, but it's about being given things, where it's flowers or being given tokens that are just inspiring, and then acts of service. Which can be as simple as taking out the trash or opening the door. Like for some women, they are so shut down when acts of service are happening because they haven't remembered how to be honored and respected when their door is open for them, or their coats, the help is on with their coat, or when their seat's pulled out for them.
Mm-hmm.
So those things are functional. And so it's a simple thing to do when you're in a relationship with somebody else. You can simply ask them or just observe how they experience love. Because if your awareness is open, you'll see it. And then you can do something about it.
Okay. Well, that's huge advice. We're going to be back in a little while with some more information and information on how you can work with Barry. So this is Sue Hines at Bright Star Cafe, and I'm talking with Barry Selby, the Passion Consultant, and we will be back in a moment.
Can one weekend change your ability to attract more clients forever? Many people dream of changing the world, but can't seem to get enough clients in their business to live the lifestyle they deeply desire. This can be extremely discouraging when you feel like you're failing to reach the people who truly need your gifts. If you are ready to attract the clients and the money that you deserve, then it's important to know that attracting clients is a skill that can be learned. The Client Attraction Summit was designed to give you the skills, confidence, and inspiration to attract more clients, make more money, and have a much greater impact in the world. During the Client Attraction Summit, you will discover how to create an inspiring vision that magnetizes your ideal clients. Free yourself from unconscious beliefs that keep you from true success. Discover the five elements that allow your ideal clients to talk themselves into working with you. Create an answer to the question, what do you do, so your ideal clients want to work with you and refer their friends. Stop devaluing yourself and confidently share how much you charge. Turn "I can't afford it" into "yes." Discover the 5 leverage strategies to work less, make more, and help more people. Learn how our members are speaking to groups, transforming the planet, and collectively making millions of dollars. Thousands of people from all over the U.S. and Canada have attended the Client Attraction Summit. The feedback about this workshop is consistent, powerful, essential, life-changing, inspiring. 98% of the people who complete this weekend say they would highly recommend this event to a friend. To apply for a full scholarship to the Client Attraction Summit, visit clientattractionsummit.com/brightstar.
Sue Hines. Call Sue Hines and the Bright Star Cafe now.
248-545-7685.
No better place to be on a Friday afternoon than the Bright Star Cafe. We're glad you could join us today. And today, Sue Hines' guest is Barry Selby. And Barry, of course, is the Passion Consultant. And that is his website, thepassionconsultant.com. And I have to say, it's been fascinating information, Barry.
Thank you.
Yes, great. Thanks, Tom. So the passionconsultant.com, and if you go there and type /book, you can get a copy of Barry's 50 Ways to Love Your Lover. We'll find out more about the book there. But more than that, Barry, I know that helping individual people, couples, and individuals who are looking for relationships is your complete passion. Can you tell us, I know that you wanted to offer something very special to our listeners today. Can you tell us what that is, please?
Absolutely. What I want to offer to your listeners is if they are ready to take a next step, whether they are single or a couple who want to improve or refine or help their relationship become even better, I'm offering a complimentary 20-minute strategy session, which basically is to get to know where they are and also if we have a resonance to work together. So it's not the same offer all the time, but I'm doing it this time. And they can find that information about that. I actually have a whole application form because I want to help them think out what they really want. So if they go to thepassionconsultant.com, again, my website, /CIF, which is client intake form, fill it out on the bottom, click on the 20-minute consult bullet, and then forward it to me. I'll get back to them shortly with a schedule, and we'll set up a time to meet. And we do it over Skype or in person or by phone.
Yeah, wonderful. So it doesn't matter where you are in the world or the country, you can access Barry's expertise at any time. And filling out the form is an amazingly informative process just in and of itself.
Exactly.
Because it does make you think about where you're going with whatever it is, whatever stage you're at in your relationship. You actually have to sit and do some of the hard work to think it through. So I encourage you all to take a look at that. So it's thepassionconsultant.com/CIF. C
yes.
for Charlie, I for information, F for Freddie.
Absolutely.
So, Barry, thank you for that.
Sure. I'll say also quickly that, again, my book is available on my website and a bunch of other things that are on there. If they go look it up. If they go to the welcome page, they can watch my video series. That's another free gift that's to everybody. But they can certainly get some insight about what I talk about relationships, three keys that will help them get forward in their relationships. So there's lots of good material on my website.
Oh, we'll get everybody thinking in the right frame of mind. That's awesome. Thank you, Barry.
Absolutely.
In this last segment, we've got a few minutes to close. And I wondered if you could give us a little bit of advice and a little bit of reminder as to what is the true purpose of relationships?
Yes. We've evolved over many years. I mean, relationship used to be just warmth and companionship. It's grown beyond that now. And the truth is that what I believe relationship to be is a spiritual practice. So what I mean literally is it's where we grow the most effectively. And our partners may challenge us on some levels, but the truth is that when we're with someone who we're in deep loving connection with, transformation, healing, expansion, growth, all this happens naturally. So for me, relationship is a beautiful playground of loving, of exploration, of deepening, and of success. So it's an uplifting, inspiring place to be, not just a place to hang out and be comfortable.
I love that. That's so good. I heard a comment about relationships the other day, specifically in terms of friendships, and that was that you can't call it a friendship until you have gone through your first fight.
Yes.
I think that speaks to what you're saying as the spiritual practice of where you grow the most.
Yes. Let me say this in a simple story. If you watch my video series, I'll explain the whole thing. It makes sense. But the truth is that it's not about you're looking for arguments, but the truth is, for all of us, arguments are things that close our heart. So the question is, can we open our heart after that? And that's where the depth shows up. That's where the next evolution steps up, when we get past that heart closure, because that's what it really comes down to, is we closed our heart. And it's that recognition that we did that, so we can open it one more time and connect deeper than we have before.
Wow. Wow. That is deep and spiritual. Goodness me. I think that makes it sound very powerful and not just fun and frivolous. That relationships truly are a spiritual practice.
Yes, and for some people that's not their radar, which is fine. They won't be my clients and I won't need to help them. But for those people who are choosing for the deeper passion, for the journey that really rocks their world, this is what I talk about.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Barry. It has been absolutely wonderful having you on the show, and thank you for all the amazing opportunities you have given listeners to find out more about how they can boost and enhance their relationships. That's fantastic, Barry. I'd like to just run through the various things that you've put out there for them. First of all, is the website is thepassionconsultant.com.
Yes.
And they will probably land on the welcome page there, won't they? Yes?
Yes, they will. And if not, they can put they will lead to the next place. So, yes, it'll be a landing page.
Right. So there is a free video course available on the welcome page. But if you go to thepassionconsultant.com/book, you will find 50 ways to love your lover.
Indeed.
And if you go to thepassionconsultant.com and do /CIF, you can actually dig down deep and start to find some of the information that is deep inside you about what you want in a relationship and have the opportunity to have a free 20-minute strategy session with Barry. And I think that's absolutely priceless. So thank you again, Barry. It's been absolutely fabulous having you on the show.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. I appreciate it.
So next week, we're going to be talking with Kimberly Ann Christensen. And she is in a similar field to Barry. She is an Awaken to Love mentor and spiritual numerologist. So Kimberly Ann Christensen will be with us next week as the founder and creator of Life Path International. So I hope you'll join us for that conversation. And once again, thank you to Barry and thank you to all our listeners. This is Sue Hines, Bright Star Cafe. We'll join you next Friday. You're listening to New Sky Radio, powered by CBS. Have a great weekend.